All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, glad to be back.
This time we're tackling something that's honestly way more universal than you might think. Affordable dentures.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that, well, people don't always love to talk about.
It's kind of like this unspoken thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's important. And if you're even considering dentures, knowing the ins and outs is, well, crucial.
Couldn't agree more.
So we've got excerpts from the Affordable Dentures and Implants Company website.
Okay.
Going to break it down, see what they're emphasizing, what we can learn, the whole shebang.
Sounds good.
First thing that jumped out at me, right on our homepage, they've got sections for dentures, obviously.
Right.
But also implants, extractions. It's like the whole dental buffet.
It is. It's becoming pretty common, actually.
Is that like standard these days?
Yeah.
Or is Affordable Dentures trying to, I don't know, stand out by being the we do it all place?
Well, I think there are a couple of things at play there. Convenience is huge for people. I mean, who doesn't want to get everything done in one place?
Right, well,
but, and this is key, specialization still matters. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't go to a general doctor for like specialized surgery, would you?
True, true.
So it doesn't mean their dentists aren't skilled in all those areas, but it's definitely something to think about.
Makes sense. It's tempting to think one-stop shop, easy peasy.
Yeah.
But you're right. Got to factor in the expertise thing.
Exactly. And that's why even, or maybe especially when a company says, we do it all, research, comparison, shopping, it's essential.
Due diligence. All right. Let's talk about something we all love, or love to hate, .marketing. Because wow, their website is not shy.
What'd you notice?
Best price guarantee. Mm-hmm. Free consult and X-ray. Same day service.
It's a lot to promise.
It is. So real advantages or just, you know, dot good marketing. What do we think?
All right, let's unpack it. Let's start with this best price guarantee.
Okay.
Because look, price sensitivity is valid, especially with something like dentures. It's a big investment.
That's a lot of money.
But it shouldn't be the only attire deciding factor.
That's what I was thinking, because how much does that lower price end up impacting the, I don't know, quality of what you're getting?
It could. You have to ask yourself, are they cutting corners by using lower grade materials?
Ah.
Which, by the way, can impact how long the dentures last, how they stain, all sorts of things.
So it's a trade-off.
Exactly. And then there's the whole hidden cost thing.
Ooh, yeah. What about that?
Because that initial quote might sound great, but what about adjustments, relinings?
Right. All the stuff that comes after.
Exactly. Even things like extractions, if needed. Not always part of that initial price you see. And suddenly, affordable might not be so affordable anymore. Always, always scrutinize the fine print.
Always read the fine print. Noted. Okay, another one that makes me go, this free consult and X-ray. I mean, it's fantastic they offer it, especially if you're just starting out feeling overwhelmed.
Sure.
But what's the catch? There's got to be a catch.
Well, not necessarily a catch, but a free consultation is like a starting point.
Okay, so manage expectations.
Exactly. It's a chance to, you know, get comfortable with the dentist, the environment.
Get a feel for the place.
Ask some basic questions. But, and this is key, don't let the free part pressure you into anything.
Oh, good point. Because they're counting on you feeling obligated or something.
Right. So go in prepared. Have a list of questions ready.
Ooh, good idea.
About the materials they use, the procedure itself, aftercare, everything. Remember, it's not a full exam. It's not a treatment plan. It's really just an initial chat.
A foot in the door. Gotcha. Okay, so we're armed with questions, not feeling pressured.
Exactly.
What about this same-day service thing? Is that even realistic? Walking in and out with a brand new smile all in one day? It sounds kind of like a magic trick.
It can be a bit of a mixed bag, honestly. On the one hand, yeah, the convenience is undeniable. I mean, for some people, especially if they're busy, it's a huge plus.
I can see that.
But on the other hand, you got to wonder, does that speed come at the expense of, you know, meticulous fitting, your comfort in the long run?
So it's about finding that balance between convenience and like really getting it done right.
Exactly. What's your priority? That's what matters. And another thing about that whole same day service thing, they make a big deal on their website about having on-site labs.
Yeah, they do mention that a lot.
But that's becoming more and more common in the industry. It's not a unique thing to Affordable Dentures necessarily.
Interesting. So it's not like they're the only ones with that super speedy capability.
Yeah.
Okay, so same-day service could be amazing, could be something to, like, ask some extra questions about. Gotcha.
For sure.
Now, let's move past the, shiny marketing promises and get into the nitty-gritty.
All right, what's on your mind?
Their real patient reviews section. Whew. It's something else.
What do you think?
It's a real mixed bag. You got the glowing ones, of course.
Right. Every website's got those.
Exactly. Saved us thousands. Nicest staff ever. But then you've got some that mention like communication issues or even discomfort with the dentures themselves. And then there's this whole community outreach section, which, okay, great. If they're giving back, awesome. Uh-huh. But it also feels a little, I don't know, strategic.
Yeah, online reviews, they can be tricky. So let's talk about those positive ones first. It's great if people had a good experience, but I'd say don't stop at the vague praise.
So like more than just 5 stars. Amazing.
Exactly. Look for specifics and see if those details match up with what we've been talking about.
Ooh, okay. I like that. So someone's raving about how fast it was, but I care more about like them taking the time to get the fit perfect. That review might not be as helpful to me.
Exactly.
Okay. What about the negative ones?
Yeah.
Because those can be scary, but also maybe the most telling.
They can be super insightful, but again, critical eye is key. Look for patterns. Are there recurring complaints? And do those things matter to you? Maybe it's long wait times, maybe it's difficulty scheduling follow-ups, or even consistent issues with, say, the materials used.
Okay, so they're like red flags to watch out for, potentially.
Right. And as for the community outreach, look, it's fantastic if companies are giving back, but it's also pretty easy to slap a feel-good section on a website, you know? So I'd encourage anyone, look for evidence beyond their website. Are they actually involved with local organizations? Do they have a track record of supporting access to dental care? Don't just take their word for it. Look for concrete examples.
So it's like, we're doing our due diligence on their due diligence.
I like it.
Okay, we've covered a lot here.
We have.
One-stop shop, price versus quality, free consultations, same-day service, and now the wild world of online reviews. My brain's a little full.
Yeah.
So putting you on the spot, based on all this, the website, everything we've talked about, would you go to affordable dentures and implants?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. I'm not going to dodge it.
Oh, really? You're going to give us a definitive answer?
Right. Well, not entirely, no. I can and wouldn't want to make that decision for anyone. Everyone's got different needs, different priorities. I think what's important, what we've hopefully done today, is give you the tools to decide for yourself. Because honestly, this isn't just about affordable dentures, right? It's about how to approach AMY denture provider. Be an informed consumer. That's the key takeaway here.
So it's about being savvy, asking the right questions, but I can imagine some listeners are thinking, okay, that's a lot of info. How do I actually put it into action?
Totally. It can feel overwhelming. So how about this? Let's turn it into a checklist.
Ooh, I love checklists.
An affordable denture checklist inspired by our little chat here. So point number one, beyond price, what says quality to you? Are we talking about specific types of denture materials? Maybe a provider who specializes in tricky cases? Whatever's important to you, write it down.
Okay, so we got our priorities straight. What's next?
Next, think about this. Personalized care versus efficiency. How much do those matter to you? Some people really value a provider who takes their time, explains everything, answers all the questions, no matter how small. Others, they just want it to be smooth, quick, in and out, no judgment either way.
It's your experience you get to choose.
Exactly. And finally, number three, when it comes to the dentures themselves, what are your non-negotiables? Comfort, look, how long are they going to last? All things to discuss openly with any potential provider. Don't be shy.
Love it. It takes all the stuff we've talked about, all that website decoding, and makes it actionable. Empowering, even.
That's the goal.
All right. So to wrap this whole denture deep dive up, affordable doesn't have to mean compromising on quality. Marketing is just that. Marketing, and the most important voice in all this is yours.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Shop around, ask those tough questions, and trust your gut. It's your smile, after all.
It's true. You deserve to feel fantastic about your choice every step of the way.
100%.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this little thought. If you could design the perfect affordable denture experience, what would it look like? Until next time, happy diving.